NYC grants $6 million in aid to Boston economic migrants. By Amy Furr on August 19, 2022. New York City is giving more than $6 million in contracts to nonprofits working with asylum seekers as migrants arriving on buses from Texas flood the city. NYC's Immigrant Affairs Office announced Saturday it was awarding $6,750,000 in contracts to the organizations that would go toward case management and additional critical services. Meanwhile, the city's officials also wanted to provide nearly 6,000 luxury hotel rooms to migrants who rode the buses from Texas, Breitbart News reported Wednesday. For weeks, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has sent buses filled with border crossers to New York City, a rigorous sanctuary city that shields and protects illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, the outlet said. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., was reportedly planning a housing initiative to provide the rooms. However, the plan came as rents for New Yorkers rose so drastically that they were taking a toll on working and middle-class people by pushing them further outside the area. Earlier this month, a bus carrying mostly single adult male migrants pulled up in New York City from Texas, Breitbart News reported. Exclusive video footage showed the men carrying their belongings in white bags. Governor Abbott said in a statement. In addition to Washington, D.C., New York City is the ideal destination for these migrants, who can receive the abundance of city services and housing that Mayor Eric Adams has boasted about within the sanctuary city. I hope he follows through on his promise of welcoming all migrants with open arms so that our overrun and overwhelmed border towns can find relief. During a recent interview, Adams claimed Abbott's program busing the migrants to his city was hateful politics that were taking away the respect and dignity of people who are in need, also calling it anti-American.